Okay, welcome everyone. This is Ryan Yocomi, and I will be your host for this call. These are our Thursdays Ignite Your Business call. They happen every week on Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and all of the recordings are placed on my site at ryanyocomi.com. So if you miss anything, or we have many people that said they couldn't make it tonight because they have prior engagements, no problem. All the recordings are placed up there. So I want to first, just say hello to everyone. Welcome to you guys. Congratulations for showing up for your life and your business. I'm going to give you tonight 5 daily rituals to build inner and outer wealth. So if your goal as a business owner, as a networker, as a coach is to not only make more money so you have time freedom, but you want to do it from a space of fulfillment, then this call is going to rock for you. I'm going to give you 5 very applicable things that you can take. And really what I want you guys to do is to implement these things over the next 7 days. So we're going to start tomorrow, Friday, and we're going to run this till next Friday. So this is going to be a very action-oriented call for you to really break through some of the fears, the limiting beliefs, and get you into a wonderful profit mode. So I'm going to start off by sharing a little story with you guys. We are launching this really cool 3 free video series campaign. And Chris and I just wrapped it up a couple of days ago, and then we just finished. We got it back. It's all edited. It's all ready to go. Super excited. And I was reminded how business is not just about doing it on the days that you feel like it. And it's really about doing it the days that you don't feel like it, as well when you feel like it, and when you're most uncomfortable with what you have to do. But I will say this, is I procrastinated on this for almost 2 weeks. Because I didn't know if I wanted to go back into full work mode and hustle, hustle, hustle mode. And so I kind of waited until it felt right. And that's okay. And that's okay, right? So sometimes you got to let go of that guilt and do it when you feel most inspired. So we felt most inspired. The videos came out great. It was fantastic. And what we did is, we really went into some great value for you guys. But what I learned through that process, and we shot a lot of these videos, is that, yeah, it's freaking hard, and you got to show up on the days you don't feel like doing it. Like today, I did not feel like doing this call, not because I don't love you guys, but because a part of me was like, I just want to do nothing and relax because I've had a really busy week and a day. And the other part of me was like, no, you got to get this shit done because there's people you got to be accountable to, and we got to make this happen. And so I just want you guys to know that you caused me to step up. You know, you caused me to get better in my life. And so I hope that there's someone in your life that keeps you on your heels as well, that keeps you moving forward and taking action, especially on the days that you don't feel like doing it, right? So let's jump right into this. This call is, as I said, it's going to be a little bit shorter than normal. If you guys feel that you have some questions that want to come up, then just you can hit star 2 on your headset and just let me know. But let's move into these 5 wonderful rituals. So I have a personal growth ritual, spiritual growth ritual, and then I have a business growth ritual. And both serve me and continue to serve me extremely well. But my mentor told me a long time ago, he said that if you sit around and you meditate all day, then they're going to come and take your couch away. Meaning that if you're not taking action, you're not going to make any money. And so what happens with a lot of us that are spiritual seekers that like to, you know, feel good and be in flow is that we don't move our feet always out of our comfort zone. We stay in them. And I can tell you that's why you need a business growth strategy as well as the personal spiritual growth strategy. But if you're not doing the inner work, then the outer work doesn't mean anything. Because I also coach people that are in constant do mode, do, and then they burn themselves out. And then they go back down the cycle of having to rebuild their emotional body, which is what we're going to talk about. So what I want to help you guys do is create successful, consistent habits. Successful, consistent habits, right? So it's really about getting into alignment with what it is you want in your life and taking small daily action steps every day, right? One of my coaching clients, Brittany, we're working on this. We're on day 1 of day 7. Of creating some new habits for her just to get the ball rolling. She woke up at 7 a.m. this morning, really proud of her. She texted me right away, and she's been taking action. So it's about building small daily habits, instead of thinking like, I got to go all in, I got to go crazy, it's the brand new year, I've got to, you know, completely change my habits, and you're probably at this point feeling a little bit burnt out. So number one, let's jump right into it. Number one, the question that I ask myself, I'm going to walk you guys through sort of my daily routine, so you want to write this down. Number one, does this empower me or does this disempower me? Right? Does this empower me or does this disempower me? So when I start my day, the first thing that I do before I get out of bed is I visualize and I go through everything that of that moment that I'm most grateful for. So I literally spend about 10 minutes lying in bed before I wake up. I set my iPhone goes off earlier. I wake up and then I don't get out of bed. And I just think about, wow, what are all the things that I'm most grateful for, right? And so what I've done over, this has taken me years, so you want to start the process now. I learned this from my mentor, and it's he calls it changing automatic negative thoughts to automatic positive thoughts. So I focus on what I'm most grateful for because gratitude is the vibration that is of essence love. So it's the highest vibration that you can have. So when I first wake up, what most people wake up is they just wake up and they're unconscious, right? So what you want to do is you want to wake up and you want to focus on what? Empowering thoughts and gratitude. So sit there and I go through a space. I think of people. I think of events. I think of things that are happening in my life that I'm most grateful for. And serving people and being there for people. And then I go into visualizing. And I go, okay, well, where am I taking my life? And I just kind of play like a mental movie. And if you guys just lie there and just imagine that you're an actor or an actress and your life is this wonderful movie that you're playing out in your head. And then those things will start to happen in your reality. Because remember, your external world is a reflection of your internal world. So the reason I do this the first thing in the morning is because, number one, nobody's bugging me, right? I don't have people like trying to get my attention or Chris or, I mean, in my environment, right? So I can be very closed off and I can be focused on what I got to do. And number two is that's when the filter between your conscious and your non-conscious mind is really low. So if you want to change your power center, which is your unconscious, controls 96 to 98% of your perception and behaviors, then that's the best time to impress a new idea, a new belief upon it. And so that's why we always choose the morning. So that's what I do. I spend a little bit of time on that. That's number one. Number one is to really focus on wake up, be gratitude, and visualize. And then from there, what I do, and this is kind of my morning routine, I have water right away before I have any food, any protein, because you get dehydrated as you sleep. And as you know, what's our body? It's like 80% of it's composed of water, something like that. And what I do is while I'm drinking my big glass of water is I read. So every single morning, I read A Course in Miracles, which is a 365-day study program. I have a book called A Year in Miracles from Marianne Williamson. And whatever book I'm reading that month, I'll read like a page or two of that. So I'll spend another probably 5 to 6 minutes drinking this water, reading, and just digesting some new information and learning in that state before I start my day. Some of you guys have created a terrible habit of looking at your phone and getting on the internet and scrolling Facebook and Instagram and everything and checking your emails the second you're up. Stop that. Stop that. Right? You have to take care of your internal self first so you can give back to people on a higher level. So then I read and I upgrade my skills with that, drink my water, and then what I do is I go for an intention walk. So an intention walk is when you leave the house and you can do one of two things. You can just go and I listen to music. I actually, you know, focus on how I can serve people better and how I can get better and how I can give back to my clients more and the people around me more. And the other thing of side of an intention walk is you can leave your house and you can just let your intuition guide you wherever you want to go. So if you walk out the front door, your intuition says go left, you go left. And you don't have an end point in mind. You just walk wherever your intuition. And so I use that as a tool to strengthen my intuition because your intuition is like a muscle, right? It's no different than exercising at the gym. The more that you can strengthen the muscle, the better you'll be at following your intuition. And your intuition is never wrong. Write this down. This is a Buddhist philosophy. First thought, best thought. First thought, best thought, which is always your intuition. So then I do an intention walk and I come back and I go to the gym or I go train outside. So now keep in mind, I know some of you guys work. Some of you guys, you know, work from home or else you work in a physical job, you have to leave. Then just wake up half an hour earlier, right? And just go to sleep a little bit earlier. But if you're committed, you'll do whatever it takes. If you're interested, you'll do what's convenient. So if you really want to get better at, you know, setting up rituals that will empower you, will make you a lot of money, it's going to take willpower and consistency to make this happen. It's taken me years, but you got to start now. So from that point, what I do is I wake up, I do my routine, I go to the gym, and I have a great time. Chris and I always go to the gym. We go 6 days a week, or I train outside right now because it's, you know, winter here. The weather isn't the best to be outside. And then I come back. And so at that point, I've got my personal growth game on. I've you know, focused on my gratitude. I've had a great exercise. And so number two, let me back up here. So number one is focusing on the internal empowering things. Number two is motion creates emotion. So the reason I exercise is obviously it has great health attributes. But the primary reason I exercise is it completely shifts your vibration. Gets you in a new environment, it gets you moving, it gets you feeling good. And so you want to create that energy because people are attracted to people who have high energy. So it's from a calm space as well. So I go to the gym, I work out, I do my thing, I feel good. That is my personal growth ritual for the morning. And then I'm set, and then I'm good to go. Then I move in to my business growth ritual. Now, some of you guys go into what I just told you, and you do this throughout your entire day, but you're not investing enough time into your business growth ritual. So my business growth ritual looks like this. I immediately go into facing my lion. I face my lion. Right? So write that down. Brian Tracy calls it eat your frog. Eat that frog, I think. So I immediately go into to eat that frog, face that lion, and what I do is I tackle my emails, Facebook messages, Instagram stuff, anything to do that I have to follow up with clients, I have to follow up with teammates, that I have to clear out that's taking up bandwidth in my mind. Because you guys only have a certain amount of energy that you can hold within your mind. So I clear out anything that's happening that I had to deal with, and then I'm set, and then I'm good. And then number four is I go into lead generation and networking. I go into lead generation and networking. So I'll spend, facing my lion, I will spend about an hour and a half of going through and clearing everything out that I got to do. It might be a little less time for you, it might be a little bit more, but I allocate that time. I take it very seriously. So I remove all the distractions, and I focus on what I got to get done with that. Then I move into lead generation, and this is the money piece. So lead generation is what leads came through my blog, right? What people emailed me, who do I have to call for a potential client or a prospect, and then networking. I go into networking on social media and connecting with people and reaching out to people and talking to new people and spending at least a couple of hours of throughout the day, an hour then, an hour later, networking, right? And then I also have coaching calls and whatnot, but that's obviously a part of a business. But this is a money-making piece for continuing to build a business. So you have to learn to allocate time. And by the way, I post on Facebook. If you guys don't know the value of an hour, 1 hour a day invested over 12 months is equal to 8 40-hour work weeks. So if you invest 1 hour a day into exercise or your business or upgrading your skills and you compound that over 12 months, that's equal to you working that thing that you're doing for an hour for over 2 months straight as a job. So it's a huge time investment that if you compound it over a year, we're in January, right? So by December, if you stay consistent with this, you will make more money and your business will grow and you will have a lot more time freedom. So I invest an hour into that or two, you know, whatever I got to do. And these are the things I focus on. I focus on what do I got to do to give value to the marketplace. So for me, that looks like, okay, let's do a blog post. Let's shoot a video. Let's get an email campaign going. Maybe for you, you don't do those things. If you're thinking of doing them, I highly recommend them. They're a wonderful lead generation tool. The second thing I do is social media. I network with a lot of people on Facebook. Then the other thing is phone calls. Phone calls and in-person meetings. That's when I invest that time. And those are income-generating habits. Those are income-generating habits. This is the scary shit, right? The meditating and the visualizing, that feels really great. But this is where you get out of your comfort zone and you lean into that. So what I'm getting to you guys with this is these rituals, once done enough over time, just like the habits you have right now in your life, they become such a powerful habit that will serve you to make such a big difference in other people's lives because it becomes unconscious. And so my day, I don't even think about these things anymore. Like Chris said to me the other day, she's like, oh, I don't think like you. She's like, I have to physically sit down. And she's like, I get distracted with social media and all this stuff and all over the place. And me, I'll just sit and I'll get whatever I got to get done for the hour. So my ability to focus is really strong, and that is something that you have to build over time. And I will tell you firsthand, this will make or break your success as an entrepreneur. If you can focus on a task, and some of my clients are amazing at this, their ability to focus and get things done. Kara, I don't know if she's on the line. She's incredible at this. Carrie, Brittany, when she's zoned in, nothing will stop her. She's just, like, just gets it done. And that's your power. That's your light. So that's what you got to embrace through the day. And then the last thing I do is I take little bits of time, like 5 to 10 minutes throughout my day, and I'll do what I call taking care of my emotional body. And that will look like 3 to 5 minutes of visualization throughout the day. By the way, if anyone tells you you need like 30 minutes or an hour of visualization, it's total BS. And here's why. Typically, this is what science has proven, is that once you move out of like 3 to tops 5 minutes of visualizing, it just gets so muddled with your thoughts and your ideas, and most people can't hold focus very long. And so when you're in a space, and it's actually proven that if you hold a thought and you focus on a very positive thought for 16 seconds, it has more power in that moment to manifest what you want than thinking about something for 5 minutes, because there's a lot more emotion in that 16 seconds. And then as you go longer, like 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 30 minutes, it gets diluted because most people can't focus that hard. So other thoughts come in, other ideas come in, and then the emotion gets diluted. So it would be stronger and better for you to spend smaller amounts of time visualizing throughout your day than just spend 1 hour doing it a day or 20 minutes. And here's why also. If someone can sit down and they can meditate or they can visualize for, say, 20 minutes or 30 minutes a day, but then most of the rest of their day, they're thinking about negative things. So it overrides their positive visualization they just did. Right? It's kind of like what my mentor taught me. He says, you can eat the cleanest in the world, the all organic and everything, and just an incredible, impeccable diet. But if your thoughts are riddled with negativity, it will override everything. And it's true. That's the power of the mind. So I go through like really short visualization, usually like once a day other than the morning. I drink a ton of water. I journal to release any emotions, any thoughts, any things that are really bogging me down. I'll spend about 10 minutes to journal throughout the day. And then what I do also is I invest at minimum 1 hour a day to upgrade my skills. And that can look like being on conference calls, being on Marianne Williamson's live stream every Monday night, which I highly recommend you guys tune in. It's a wonderful, wonderful service she provides. Reading books like I do in the morning. I'll spend another half an hour reading or something like that, listening to audio trainings, or I have a few subscribers that I subscribe to YouTube to watch their trainings as well. Whatever I can, I just signed up for a program as well, whatever I can to upgrade my skill set. So this is what I'll tell you guys. As a coach and as a networker, my clients are always on my heels, right? Your clients, if you're a coach, will always be on your heels. My team is always on my heels. And same with you, if you're a networker, they'll be always on your heels. So if you're not taking the time every single day, 7 days a week, 6 to 7 days a week to upgrade your skills, then they'll surpass you. And that's not a bad thing. But if you're not upgrading your skills, then you're either what? Growing or dying. So every single day, we want to make sure that we're upgrading our skills so we can infuse more value into the marketplace. So every single day, I make sure I invest time into bettering myself and you know, being able to learn and grow more myself so I can obviously serve and help more people. So the overarching, I guess, premise of this call, guys, is to remember that if you want something, it's not about going all in and just going like crazy, like all or nothing mindset. It's just consistent daily habits and learning that what are the things that empower me the most? What are the things that disempower me? And then getting really good at staying focused on a task and finishing it and then moving on to the next thing. And that takes practice. That takes practice. But I can tell you, let me ask you guys this. What will become available to you if you guys focus, say, 1 hour a day on your lead generation, right? Reaching out to new people, contacting new people, blog posts, getting information out to people, following up with people. What would become available to you? What would become available to you if you invested 1 hour a day or 30 minutes a day into upgrading your skills? What would become available to you if you invested consistently 10 minutes a day to journaling? Or, you know, a combined 5 minutes a day of visualizing, 2.5 minutes in the morning, 2.5 minutes in the evening, and you did that consistently, right? What would happen if you invested 1 hour a day into facing your lion, and everything that scares you, you went after just one hour a day, you did that. Your life would dramatically change, in not only a matter of months, but in a matter of weeks. You'd see change in 2 weeks, you know, easily. Easily, you'd see results in a week, right? So it's a matter of getting consistent, guys. That's all you got to do. That's the only thing that has provided the success for Chris and I is just showing up and just totally being consistent on the days you feel like it and the days that you don't as well. So I know what you guys are thinking. Some of you guys work and you have kids and it's busy. I had a call today with a wonderful woman who has 3 kids. Two younger ones and then a 22-year-old, and she's busy as well. She works the weekend. So I know, I get it. When I first started doing entrepreneurship, I was working as a contractor in construction. I was working like 8 to 9 hour days. So here's what you want to do. You want to come home. First of all, do your thing in the morning. Knock the thing out in the morning. So you've got that, you've got your day set. So you're good to go. Then you want to go to work and do your thing. You could probably fit a little business in between there. And then when you come home, like from typically when I work with people that have jobs like 8 p.m. or 9 p.m. if they have kids, for at least an hour and consistently do that and build that habit. And if I were you, I would set a timer so you don't waste time and be like, okay, I need to focus on, you know, reaching out to these people over the next 30 minutes, and then I'm going to flip over to writing a blog post and getting that out or doing an email list or following up with these 3 people for my network marketing company. But get really good at being efficient with your time. And you'll start to build that muscle, and this is over the next, you know, few weeks, you'll start to be able to see a big difference in your life. So here's what I want you guys to do. Today is Thursday. By Friday to Friday, so write this down, the 23rd to the 30th, I want you guys to spend the next 7 days consistently doing one inner thing and one outer thing. And that one inner thing, I'll give you some examples, you might have some ideas, could be like what Brittany's doing. She's waking up at 7 a.m. for the next 7 days straight to start to build that consistency, because she was sleeping in till like 8:30 and not getting into work till 11. So she's like, okay, I'm going to just be consistent with that. So choose to do one thing. It might be your morning meditation or journaling or visualizing or not checking your phone first thing and instead picking up a book, right? So investing into your inner self, your inner worth, because that creates your outer worth. That's a reflection of it. So whatever internally you want to do throughout the day, it could be upgrading your skills. Choose one thing. If you go try and do like 10 things, you're going to explode. I'm talking to my coach, like I said, just a little bit. And this is one of the things I'm going to talk to her about, because I've taken on, I think, a little bit too much. She doesn't think I have. I kind of feel a little bit. So I'm going to talk to her about this one thing. I've got a lot on my plate right now. So why I'm telling you that is because if you have a set of habits right now that aren't serving you, and you try to replace them with like all these new habits, yeah, you're going to implode. So just pick one inner thing and then one outer thing. So what do you want to do consistently? Invest 30 minutes or 60 minutes every single day over the next 7 days that you've got to get this done. This is like changing your underwear. It's that important. Okay, this is like brushing your teeth. You've got to get this done. So whatever it is, if it's doing a blog, you know, writing on your blog, obviously you can't do that. Well, you could do that 7 days a week, but I'll give you something realistic. What's going to make you money is talking to people. That's what's, at the end of the day, that's what's going to make you money. Is, you know, lead generation is a wonderful tool. It's a long-term strategy. But what you really want to be focusing on is connecting with people and networking with people. So your goal might be, okay, I'm going to talk to 3 new people a day. I'm going to follow up with 3 people. I'm going to do that in the span of 30 minutes, right? That could be a wonderful tool for you. It could be that you've got a base of people that you work with for your own business or for your network marketing company, and it could be, okay, I'm going to focus on building the culture, building the team. I'm going to focus on 30 minutes of that and networking with them and lifting them up and raising them up, and then I'm going to flip over to 30 minutes of prospecting. But at the end of the day, what's most important for you guys is simply that you're doing it. I don't care the activity necessarily. It's that you're building a habit to focus on a task and accomplish it, because that will give you work ethic, and that will build confidence in you, and that will attract people that want to work with you. So what I want you to do is just write it down right now, the inner thing that you're going to get committed to today, right now, and the outer thing, whatever that looks like for you, that's going to make you money and make a difference in other people's lives. And decide, is it going to be 30 minutes a day, 1 hour a day? What are you going to commit to over the next 7 days, right? And what comes along with commitment is you can't change a habit. Write that down. You can't change a habit. You have to replace a habit with a new habit. That's how you create change. So what do you have to let go of? Sleeping in, getting on your phone in the morning, scrolling through Facebook, researching too much information, information overload, paralysis of analysis. What do you have to give up to create the new successful habit that you want? And then just release it. So over the next 7 days, focus on that. Let me know how it goes. And shoot me a private Facebook message or an email. And I mean, you just totally know you guys are going to rock it out, okay? So love you guys. Appreciate you guys so much. Thank you for jumping on this kind of this last-minute call. I hope you all have a wonderful, wonderful evening, and we will talk to you all real soon. Keep me posted on how it goes this week for you. 23rd to 30th, okay? Your new, brand-new habit starts tomorrow. Best of luck. You're going to rock it out. We'll talk to you guys real soon. This call is officially a wrap.